Protesters took to the streets in some 160 cities across France Saturday to oppose the government's new labor reform law. Despite some clashes between protesters and the police, most of the marches have been peaceful and popular. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Protesters in Paris set off under sunny skies and in a clearly ebullient mood, united in their opposition to Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin's youth labor reform. The measure gives companies up to 2 years to fire workers under the age of 26, an extension on the usual three-month job trial period. The government says the new law will create flexibility and jobs, but protesters like 20-year-old philosophy student Victor Kuss say it will only make young people's lives more precarious.
2 years is really a very long time, and during those 2 years, we can't make any plans for the future because we're waiting and living day to day. This is not a situation that we want for young people today.
The momentum of the protests has grown steadily in the last 2 weeks, widening from a student movement to embrace trade unions, the opposition socialists, and a broad swath of French society. The crowd today included left-wing militants and parents with their children. Retired train worker Roger Gillet says he came out of solidarity with the student.
I may no longer be concerned by such measures, but my grandchildren are. All the children across France and Europe are affected by the wave of hardcore capitalist measures that are now submerging our societies. They present these reforms as progress, and they're nothing but a return to the past and an erosion of workers' rights.
After youth riots in French suburbs last fall, the government has been under pressure to reduce the country's 23% youth unemployment rate, one of Europe's highest. Villepin, who took the premiership 10 months ago on the promise to cut unemployment, is now facing his most critical test yet. Backing down or standing up to the mounting pressure could both hurt his presidential chances a year from now. Hugh Dent is an editor with news agency Agence France-Presse. He says the new employment measure in itself is actually very minor, but it has hit a national nerve.
Behind it, there is a perception also that it is the thin edge of the wedge to unravel on a broad front social legislation. Certainly for the people who are demonstrating at the moment, what they've got worked up about is the idea that particularly if they're qualified when they leave university, they will no longer have all the guarantees which they've expected as a right for many, many years, for decades, and they find this very difficult to cope with.
Poll released yesterday showed that 68% of French people are against the new labor law. Though Villepin at first refused any compromise, after three protests in 1 week, the government's mood is clearly softening. After Thursday's demonstrations ended in violence, President Jacques Chirac appeared on television.
I'm calling on everyone to be responsible. The protest Saturday must be calm and respectful. The first employment contract is a key element of our fight against unemployment. But the government is ready for dialogue, and personally, I hope it begins immediately.
Students, union leaders, and opposition socialists are clearly buoyed by the growing strength of their movement. They now say they will not negotiate with the government unless the job measure is suspended first. And they are hoping that today's massive protests will deliver the coup de grace to Villepin's new employment contract. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.